turn to Luke, the 19th chapter, if you wouldn't care, please, beginning with the first verse. I want to start off this morning by telling you something here, a little story. There was a little boy that got lost in a mall. He wasn't very old, and his parents were just frantic. They were trying to find him and going through all the stores and going through the mall to try to find the little boy. And finally, they put out something to where they go and find him, and the security guards in the mall, they did find him. And they took him back to where their little office was at, and they had him back there, and they got a hold of the parents, and the parents, of course, come running down to that little security office to get their son. Well, the security guards would give him an ice cream cone. He was sitting in there eating it. And whenever his parents come into the room, he was there eating an ice cream cone, all happy and everything. All once he seen his parents, he just burst out crying. And one of the guards looked at the parents and said, "Well, evidently he didn't realize he was lost until he seen you." You know what? I want to ask you something this morning. There's a lot of people that's like that in their lives. They're like that this morning. I'm here to tell you they don't realize that they're lost. They don't realize what they are missing in their lives. Have you ever seen somebody that has come and accepted Jesus into their heart and they start just almost like they cry and are just joy because you see what? They didn't realize how lost that they were. There was a time in my life I was like that. I was lost. I was undone. And guess what? There was a time I didn't realize it either. I didn't realize what I was missing. And then one day Jesus Christ came into my heart. And like that little boy, I realized, you know what? I was lost. I was lost. And you know what? Jesus Christ came onto the scene, and praise God. Praise Him this morning that I found out what it meant to know that Jesus Christ is real. Amen. Salvation is real. And I tell you what, there's nothing like it. There was nothing like it. In Luke 19, beginning with the first verse, we're going to talk about Zacchaeus this morning. I want to talk about him a little bit this morning. Who am I? And why am I here? And Jesus, beginning with verse 1, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was of little stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house." And he made haste and come down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give unto the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore unto him fourscore." And Jesus said unto him, now listen to this, "This day is salvation come to this house, forasmuch as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." That which was lost. If you're here this morning, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, if you're lost and here this morning, Jesus Christ come to seek you. He wants you. He wants to come and put His arms around you and love you and let you know what you're missing. He does that because He's that kind of a God. He's that kind of a Savior. Let us pray. Amen. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, Father, I want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you for the opportunity that we have, Lord, to stand before you, Lord. Father, I love you, Father. I praise you for your Son, Jesus. I thank you for the church. I thank you for the souls that are here this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would look down in each and every one, Lord. And that, Father, whatever's needed in their lives, Lord. You know, Father, I pray that you would answer that for them today, Lord. I pray, Father, if it's salvation, I pray, Lord, the Lord, today is the day. I pray, Father, if they just need to walk closer to you. You know, today is the day, Lord. I pray that you would grant that for them. And we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. I want to tell you something this morning. This sermon is for the lost and it's for the saved. I want you to know that this morning. I don't know what you're looking for, whether you're looking for the meaning of life. Have you heard that saying before? There are people out there looking for the meaning of life. I'm here to tell you, I know what the meaning of life is. I know what the meaning of life is. You know what? One day I didn't. Then there come a time whenever Jesus come into my heart and I realized what the meaning of life was. I meant what the meaning of life was for me and what it meant for Dave Long one time. I'm here to tell you this morning that God is no respecter of persons. If you're wondering what the meaning of life is for you this morning, I'm here to tell you the answer lies within the Word of God. It lies within getting to know Him and getting to know Him wholeheartedly in your life. The Bible speaking to you. The words of God are speaking to you this morning. I'm here to tell you. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you're a Christian and you're sitting here this morning, you're tired, you want to break out of the same old routine, all the status quo that's in your life, I'm here to tell you this morning. I'm willing to get off the treadmill of life. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people, a lot of Christians, they're on that treadmill. I'm not saying you're lost. I'm not saying there's something wrong with you in that aspect, but I'm here to tell you, you feel like you're in a rut. You're on a treadmill, and you're just constantly walking in the same place. I'm here to tell you, God doesn't want you there. Jesus does not want you in the same place you were a year ago. Jesus didn't die on the cross for you to stay in the same place where you're at this morning. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ wants more for you. And you know what? I hope that you want more for yourself this morning. I hope that you do. I hope and pray that you do. For if you don't, you need to come to this altar this morning. Amen?
Amen.
You need to be up here. If you're just satisfied where you're at, if you're satisfied with what you are in your life as a Christian, I'm here to tell you, that's no way to be. That's no way to be. We're going to talk about a guy that was on a treadmill one time. That's Zacchaeus. He was on that treadmill one time. You know what? But he had the courage to stand up. He had the courage to seek and go above and beyond what was there, the status quo in his life. Let me ask you, do you have that courage this morning? Do you have the courage to step out, to get out of the status quo, to get out of the treadmill, to get all this stuff in your life that you know what? Do you have that courage this morning? I'm going to ask you something right now. Is there something missing deep way down inside of you? You know what? If you're lost here this morning, is there something that you feel that you're missing deep down inside of you? I'm telling you, I got the answers this morning. I've got it. Oh, you're just bragging. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says. You know what? You can have it too. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you facts this morning. I'm telling you truth because I know what happened to me one time. There's other people in here that can testify to the same thing. My life was heading down the wrong path. I liked it just where it was at. You understand? I liked it right where it was at, not realizing how lost that I was one time. But praise God, whenever this Holy Spirit came on the scene and convicted me and I got right with God, I realized right then what kind of a rut I was in. What I was missing. What I was missing in my life. I don't know. Maybe you're here today. Maybe you feel like you're missing something. I got it for you. I got it. Amen. Do you understand that? Jesus Christ, I've got it for you this morning. No matter what you think in your life, what you think you're missing, it's here today. It's here. You know what? And it can be anywhere. It can go with you anywhere, anytime in your life. You know, maybe you think money satisfied. Money never satisfied me. I'm going to tell you something. Chances are you're asking life most basic question. Who am I? What's going on in my life? I want to tell you something. Zacchaeus, it said right here, it said he ran and he climbed that sycamore tree. I want to ask you this morning, what's your sycamore tree this morning? What is the sycamore tree that you need to climb to find Jesus Christ and to find more of Him? I don't want you to look beside of you. Her sycamore tree, my wife's sycamore tree, is not the sycamore tree I have to climb. You understand that? I'm here to tell you, everybody in this church has a sycamore tree that they have to climb for themselves. Everybody in here does. I don't know what it is for you, but I'm here to tell you, I believe that everybody in here has something that they need to climb, has that tree that they need to climb. They need to get up in it, and they need to seek for Jesus. They need to look for the one that can give them the answers, just like Zacchaeus did back then. Look how much trouble Zacchaeus went to. I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you willing to go to the trouble to seek and to find the sycamore tree that you need to climb? Are you willing to do that this morning? Why do you ask that, preacher? Because I tell you what, I believe that some people, they're back here, they're wanting to get closer, they're wanting to get more of Jesus in their life, want the Spirit to move in their lives more, but they're not willing to go and get up that sycamore tree. They just want to stay in their little comfort zone. I'm here to tell you, if you stay in your comfort zone, you're going to stay there, and you're just going to stay right there in that little area. You understand me? But if you want to be willing to climb that sycamore tree this morning, you're going to find stuff beyond your imagination sometimes. Amen. You're going to know more of the Lord. You're going to get to know Him more and more. You're going to get to know what I'm talking about whenever I say that, you know what? We can become closer to Jesus Christ. We can do that. But I'm here to tell you this morning, you're going to have to be willing to get out and run ahead and climb up that sycamore tree and see if you can find Jesus Christ for yourself. Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning one other thing too. You know what Zacchaeus did? And then Jesus said, Zacchaeus, I'm going home with you. I'm here to tell you this morning, Jesus Christ will go home with you.
Amen.
You know that? Whenever He comes into your life, He will go home with you. He doesn't want you to leave Him here at church. He didn't want that. He wants to go home with you. Whenever you get there, you know what will start? Whenever Jesus comes into your life, He'll start taking some of the clutter out of your life. He'll start cleaning up some of this junk over here. And once you get comfortable with that, He'll start knocking out walls.
Amen.
He'll go home with you. He just doesn't want to go home and have breakfast with you. He wants to have lunch. He wants to have dinner and a midnight snack because that's the kind of God that we serve.
Amen.
He wants to go with you. He wants to knock out the walls, the things that are in there, the clutter that's in your life. He will do that for you because He is that kind of a God. Zacchaeus, I'm going to go home with you today.
Amen.
I want to ask you something this morning. Do you want Jesus to go home with you today? Do you want Him to go home with you? You know what? I agree. I love coming to church. I love being blessed. I love the Spirit. I love to hear the song. You know what? We come to church to worship and praise Jesus. I hope you didn't come just to hear me preach or hear Greg teach. I hope you come here to worship Jesus Christ. That's what we come to church for. Yes, the Lord gives us messages. The Lord gives us teaching. The Lord gives us songs. But I praise God, we come here to worship the one that's worthy of all praise. He will come and He will knock out walls in your life like you cannot believe if you go home with Him. You know what? You want to talk about extreme makeover? He did that to me one day. Amen? He did that to me one day. An extreme makeover in my life. You ever watch those shows on it? We watch those shows on TV where this is our first flip. I'm here to tell you this morning that this isn't Jesus' first flip. He, you know what? It may be in your life. It may be something, but I'm telling you, He can make and restore your life. He can turn you upside down. He can knock out walls. He can put new windows in where you never thought there would be windows. What is your sycamore tree this morning that God wants you to climb? You know something I just thought about? God has put this upon my heart, so please don't skin me, huh? We got a church van sitting down at Greg's down there. It's got Drift Run Church on the side of it. We would love to have somebody that would drive that thing every week and go pick up souls and bring them to this church. Is that your sycamore tree this morning? You know what? I'm just telling you, we have teaching positions. We have all kind of things. Is that your sycamore tree this morning? I'm telling you this morning, God is talking to somebody in this church this morning. You know Zacchaeus right there? He said, Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold. And guess what? Look what it did there. And he said, and the Lord said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. I'm here to tell you, he did the work in my life that only he could do. It said Zacchaeus was the chief. He was the chief of those people. He was taking money off the top. He was doing all manner of things that he shouldn't have been doing. Now tell me this morning that you're too bad for Jesus to save. You're not. You're not. He took Paul, who was a murderer, and you know what? He turned his life around. He saved him. He had harlots. Anything you could imagine. I'm here to tell you, Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost, and whenever he gets into your life, let him do the restoration project. Because he will do that. Just like he did with Zacchaeus. What's your sycamore tree this morning? Can you tell me? You know what it is. I could go into a bunch of lists of stuff. I could go into a bunch of stuff that's running through my mind, but I'm here to tell you. He's telling me, you know what your tree is this morning. You know what you need to do. And you know you need to do it for a while. And God's still calling. He's still knocking. As they said this morning, as they said, he's still knocking on your heart this morning. He's still wanting you to move. And I'm here to tell you this morning, he is moving. He is moving. Where's your sycamore tree at? You know the thing about sycamore trees? Did you ever read about them? I've got one down at a piece of property we're trying to buy down there. It's a big sycamore tree, but do you know on the bark of them? Some of the bark's got dark spots and got white spots on it. You know what that means? Some of the lighter spots is where it's the newer bark. And some of the darker spots, the older. You know what? Praise God. Are you that kind of sycamore tree here this morning? You know what? I hope and pray that you got some of that new bark on you and there's stuff coming out and God's wanting to use you. Do you know a sycamore tree also? They say that they use them for windbreaks because their roots will go so deep in those things. That's what they say. Guess what? Are you that kind of sycamore tree this morning where you know what? That God can depend on you this morning? Against the world, against the winds of this world. They say they put them in cities. They say they put sycamore trees in cities because they withstand the pollution of the air in the cities more. That's what Christians should be. Amen? Amen. We got the pollution of this world. Amen? We'd be able to withstand that stuff and keep on going. I'm here to tell you this morning. You know, Zacchaeus got it. I'm going to ask you, do you get it this morning? Do you get it this morning? Listen. God wants us to grow closer to Him. If you're here and you're lost today, God wants you. Jesus wants you. If you're here and you're in a rut and you seem like you can't feel the Spirit like you did, you know what? Jesus wants you this morning. He wants you to come and find Him and get closer to Him again. I'm here to tell you, be like that little boy this morning. If you're back here today and you're maybe you feel like, you know what, that there's something nagging at you. You know what? Come up here this morning. And get it right with Jesus. Get it right with Him. And I'll tell you what, eternity awaits. Amen. Say, come and get us all.